Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from St. Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus, the fourth chapter, beginning with verse 1. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Anastasia Boylan is an 18-year-old college freshman who today is recovering from surgery, fighting for her life. She was one of the victims of yesterday's shooting out in Oregon at a community college. You probably heard about that, I assume. Fourth day of college, and here she is fighting for her life from a senseless shooting. According to her, the shooter, as he came into her classroom, asked all of the Christians to stand up and then began executing them one by one. After being shot, she laid on the floor of the classroom pretending to be dead so that he wouldn't come by and shoot her again. And when I heard this story yesterday and started reading it, just like you, I'm sure I was filled with sadness, a little bit of anger, just wrath, that this sort of thing keeps happening in our country. It's just so sad. But it also evoked in me a very powerful connection to this young lady and others who stood up to be shot because of their relationship with Christ. Just think of that. Stood up. As Jesus says, "Whosoever confesses me before men, him will I confess before my Father in heaven." And it brought out in me a sense of oneness, of solidarity with those that would be that bold in their confession. It also made me wonder if I could ever do that. When God sends out the Holy Spirit to create his church in the world and to create believers, he didn't send out a variety of spirits, but just one Spirit. He didn't send out a variety of teachings or doctrines. He didn't send out a variety of messages. He didn't send out a variety of ways to someday reach heaven, as if there were multiple doors into heaven to get there someday. There's only one of all of these, and that is through the message of Christ. Listen to what he says in our text. There is one body and one Spirit, speaking of the Christian church, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. And it's this one Holy Spirit who goes out into the world through the preaching of the gospel and creates the faith in the hearts that causes freshmen Christians to stand up and be shot in classrooms for the sake of hanging on to Christ. Amazing. Way, way, way back in the early church among the Christians, there was a writer by the name of Irenaeus, and this is what he writes. Just as the sun in the sky is one and the same all around the world, in the same way the preaching about Christ shines everywhere around the world and enlightens all people who wish to come to the knowledge of the truth. So in our text, Paul is speaking and writing about this oneness that the church has and should recognize that we have in the faith. Later in the same chapter, Ephesians 4, he goes on to talk about the imagery of a body, that Christ is the head and there's only one body of the church of believers, and that we who've been brought to faith in him are members of that body. Right now in your physical body, they claim there's about a gallon and a half of blood that pumps through your entire circulatory system. About, if you weigh 150 pounds or more, probably 10 pounds of that is just blood inside of you. That's amazing. Take it out and we obviously die. And in the Holy Christian Church of Believers, the body of Christ of believers, where he is the head, his holy, precious blood that was shed on Calvary pulses through the veins of his church, because it is that blood alone that cleanses us from all our sins. And it's the blood that unites us together as fellow Christians. And if you remove that blood of Christ from the church, the body of the church collapses and dies. You've maybe heard that old saying, blood is thicker than water. And when it comes to the Holy Christian Church, this blood of Christ truly is thicker than anything else. The primary way in which true believers in Christ in this world identify themselves is first and foremost as belonging to the Savior and being part of his body through faith in him. That bond with Christ and with his fellow believers is the oneness that Paul is addressing in our text. My ancestors came from Norway. I was back in Norway a few months ago. And I have relatives over there, distant cousins, many of whom I would guess, like most Norwegians today, that don't have any time for God, let alone Christianity. So I have people over there with whom I have physical blood relations. And yet, because of the faith God's worked in my heart to believe in Christ, I have a closer bond to any of you incoming freshmen on the first day of class, when I don't even know your name yet, if you love this Savior. I have a much more powerful, stronger, and closer bond and relationship to someone like that. What deep gratitude God would have us feel and have for having been blessed to be brought into this body of the Holy Christian Church of Believers. What a wonderful blessing that we get to be called part of Christ, that he has decided to call us his saints, his holy ones. Just think what we have been spared from after we die. Just think what it means we get to go to after we live. What an absolute privilege it is that God, purely by his grace, not because of something he saw in you or me, but purely by his grace with the sending of his Spirit, decided to make you part of that body of Christ. And Paul says to us, when we realize that and appreciate that, he says, I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There are probably parts of your body you will never get to see in your life. There are things inside of you, unless maybe you're an athlete and you get injured and you have an x-ray or something. But there are probably parts of your body you will never get to see in your life, and yet they are just as much a part of you as the hand that you look at every day. There are members in the body of Christ that in this world and in this life we will never see. I can't describe to you the names of the faces of the Christians who were shot in that classroom. But what a glorious thing to think that someday in heaven we will know and see everybody face to face, and all those names connected to Christ will be impressed upon our memories forever. Thanks be to God. Amen.